the company, as you know, was absent or dropped from the S&P 100 and 500 several years back when it had some financial difficulties. So it's kind of a recognition of the market that, A, the company has resurrected itself, B, that it's not just getting by but actually prospering, and C, that it's a major company in this country, and it, I think, rightfully belongs among the select 100 or 500 that the S&P represents.
The federal government expects to sell its final General Motors stock by early 2014, while the U.S. Treasury and the UAW, the United Auto Workers Retiree Healthcare Trust, is going to be selling off a good portion of their stock holdings in GM. How will this affect the company's performance?
I do think, in particular, with the government ownership, there's a shrinking proportion of our potential customer base that reacts negatively to the bailout. It was viewed through a political spectrum rather than purely from an economic or financial perspective. And I think what their exit ultimately will do is close this chapter on the bailout, and the company is on its own at that point in time.
Now, Consumer Reports is starting to report better performance and reliability of American-made cars, including those of General Motors. How do you account for this?
Laser intensity and focus on quality, and I think it's starting to bear fruit. And in fact, I saw a recent survey where in the industry, if you look at it from 20 different subsegments, that for many years there were no American manufacturers in any one of, leading in any one of those 21, and I think in 12 or 13 of the 21 now, American manufacturers dominated by General Motors products lead in terms of quality, reliability, durability. It's good to see that our focus, our hard work is starting to bear fruit. We're going to keep on that, and hopefully we'll see further gains in the future.
Now, there has been an increase in the popularity of voice-activated in-car technologies that allow drivers to text or talk or even use the web while driving. And in the most comprehensive study of its kind to look at drivers' mental distractions, AAA has come out with a report that says that these in-car technologies are actually dangerous. How do you square that danger with the promotion of these devices by automakers?
Well, I haven't seen the study, so I don't want to be so presumptuous to comment on it, but I've heard someone else ask me this question the other day, that it's more dangerous than texting in the car. I find that personally hard to believe, that you can drive, think, and text in your thumbs, and you're looking down at a keyboard trying to make sure you text, versus if someone sends you a brief text and you say, okay, I'll be there at 10 o'clock, versus typing out, I'll be there at 10 o'clock. So without trying to bring some sort of doubt into the equation, I haven't seen it, but my own personal experience would be I'd rather respond verbally to an inquiry than I would try to digitally and take my eyes off of the road and look at a keyboard and try to type out a message. So I think there's a lot of work that has to be done in this area. We want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. So we're going to work with folks like the AAA and Department of Transportation to come to some sort of best solution.
What are some of the other trends that you see happening in the future for General Motors and other car makers?
Well, very particularly conscious about the environment. So we're doing what we can to lightweight our cars. We're trying to improve the aerodynamics of the car. At the same time, we're trying to look at better, more fuel-efficient, cleaner combustion engines. We're a leader in electric technology. We're also one of the world leaders in hydrogen fuel technology, although I do think that's off in at least 15, 20 years, but a lot of work's going into that. And also we're trying to build advanced propulsion using compressed natural gas, which certainly has less of a greenhouse gas impact than, say, regular gasoline. So on all fronts, we're trying to, and I'm sure our competition is as well, trying to find where the market, where the customers are, and try to meet that demand.